Good evening, and welcome to Dan Bain's Sleepy Time Mumbles, a podcast you can miss. I am Dan Bain, and every episode I improvise a low-stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. This is an omnibus episode, and to be honest, I think it might be one of the most ridiculous ideas I've ever had in a long history of ridiculous ideas that I've had. This episode is entirely made up of the opening welcomes from approximately, I haven't decided how many episodes yet, but that's what it's going to be. If you love bookending, this episode is for you. If you love housekeeping, oh yeah, this episode is for you. If you enjoy hearing reviews, oh, you're gonna love this one. Otherwise, it might not be for you. If you skip the opening, that's gonna be hard to do on this particular addition to the ongoing great work. Speaking of the ongoing great work, the astute of you may have noticed that episodes from the very start of the series are no longer available without a subscription. I need to pay the costs for making the show, and I don't want to add advertisements into the show. Can you imagine if suddenly you got interrupted while you're falling asleep? It's anathema to the whole process. I also don't want to deny people stuff, especially if they're broke. So I'm going to keep making things, and you can keep having them. If you'd like to have all the things, you can subscribe to the podcast for a very low fee, a very low monthly fee. I think it's $3. And will you get other bonuses? Maybe you will. You don't right now though. But I've got to work that out. Anyway, that's what's happened to episodes 1 through 10 currently. In the meantime, they can wait. For now, put down your phone, turn off your screens, close your eyes. it's time to be mumbled.
Good evening, and welcome to Dan Bain's Sleepy Time Mumbles, a podcast you can miss. I am Dan Bain, and every episode I improvise a low-stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. Welcome to Season 2 of Sleepy Time Mumbles. Here is some listener feedback on Season 1 from Canada's Apple Podcast app. Here is a review from Ticked at This. 5 stars. Let's move on to the content. It's sleep, it's therapy, it's even funny. Laughing face emoji. Seems to do the job very well, and I recommend you, Dan, everywhere. The apology in November is magic. Whole emoji. Thank you very much, Ticked at This. I'm not sure what the whole emoji is about. Perhaps you fall into a sleepy pit, or maybe I mentioned a hole in the apology. To be honest, I don't remember a lot of the things that I say in the episodes. But that shouldn't mean, and doesn't mean, that I don't appreciate you taking the time to write your review. If you would like to join Ticked at This, please feel free to do so and review the show wherever you are able to, especially if you're on Apple Podcasts. You can also follow I Am Dan Bain on Facebook or Twitter, or Sleepy Time Mumbles on Instagram. But not now. That can wait. For now, put down your phone, turn off your screens, close your eyes. Now it's time to be mumbled to sleep.
And welcome to Dan Bain's Sleepy Time Mumbles, a podcast you can miss. I am Dan Bain, and every episode I improvise a low stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. I'm very excited to announce that for all 4 of my regular New Zealand listeners. A curious phenomena that while the podcast has over 20,000 downloads, very few of them are from New Zealand. I don't know why I keep trying to capture the local market, but nonetheless, I will continue. For my few dedicated local listeners, I have taken the time to open a merch shop for you, so that you don't have to pay the extraordinary amounts of shipping costs to have various amusing pieces of merchandise made in North America and shipped to the very bottom of the world. Instead, get it done here. Pay just for the thing. Keep it local, etc. Link for that, of course, in the show notes. My dear North American, Canadian listeners, you, of course, have always had access to my TeePublic store. I bought one of the shirts off that originally when I first set it up to make sure they were nice. They are nice. They're very soft. And what better to sleep in than a soft shirt that says Sleepy Time Mumbles on it. An interesting provocation, I'm sure. This evening's episode is a return to my improvised fantasy novel, Pseudo-Medieval Sword Adventure. And I'm sure that many of you are concerned to see that this is part 3, and perhaps you haven't listened to part 1 or part 2. Perhaps now you are concerned that in order for part 3 to make sense, you must have already listened to part 1 or part 2. Fear not, friends. I am sure that listening to either of those episodes will neither add nor subtract from your experience of this evening's episode. Tomorrow morning, it would be great if you could rate or review this podcast wherever you found it. You could follow I Am Dan Bain on Facebook or Twitter, or Sleepy Time Mumbles on Instagram. Links to tickets to our live shows are also in the show notes. But don't worry about that now. That can wait. For now, put down your phone, turn off your screens, Close your eyes. Now it's time to be mumbled to sleep. Good evening, and welcome to Dan Bain's Sleepy Time Mumbles, a podcast you can miss. I am Dan Bain, and every episode I improvise a low-stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. I'd like to begin this evening's episode with a piece of listener feedback. This listener feedback comes from Joe Sigata. Josie Guitar. Hosey Guitar. Josie Guitar. From Apple Podcasts, United States of America. The Just Right Whisperer. 5 golden stars. Thank you very much, Josie Guitar. Let's see what else it has to say. There's lots of bedtime stories podcasts out there, but I am very picky. I want whispering, but also someone who speaks slowly and deliberately, and without sibilant sounds or tongue clicking. That's you've put a real booby trap in the review there, simultaneously praising me for lack of sibilant sounds while also writing the phrase sibilant sounds. The message continues. I fell asleep to Dan's babbling last night, and I have no idea what he was talking about. Well, thank you very much, Josiah, for taking the time to write that message. I greatly appreciate it, and I feel like you've really captured the essence of what it is I'm trying to do here. Interesting enough to listen to, not interesting enough to keep listening to. What a curious place to find oneself in after a career of attempting to hold attention, to find a curious and surprising level of interest in losing people's attention. If you would like to feedback on the show, you could
send me a message, but I'd prefer it if you wrote a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other people find the show. You could also follow the show on Instagram, where I am Sleepy Time Mumbles. But not now. They can wait. For now, put down your phone, turn off your screens, and close your eyes. Now it's time to be mumbled to sleep. Good evening, and welcome to Dan Bain's Sleepy Time Mumbles, a podcast you can miss. I am Dan Bain, and every episode I improvise a low-stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. I'd like to take a moment again to thank everyone who has reviewed the show on Apple Podcasts, and particularly ...... who suggested in their review that I read a technical manual. As I am exceeding run off my feet at the moment with upcoming performances of Perfect Storm and variations on the same joke, plus a large number of other stand-up appearances, plus beginning a new role for a new company, I've been a bit run off my feet. And so it was a pleasure to take that piece of advice and rummage through some old technical manuals. To be honest, I've been meaning to read this one ever since I got a Canon Speedlight 580 EX2. And I must say that after having read it out loud, I still don't really know how to use it. I'm more of a push the buttons and swear at it until it does what you need it to do kind of person. But thank you again, ...... If you'd like to suggest something for an episode, rate or review the show, you can do that at Apple Podcasts or by following the show at I Am Dan Bain on Facebook and Twitter, or at Sleepy Time Mumbles on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. But not now. That can wait. For now, put down your phone, turn off your screens, and close your eyes. Now it's time to be mumbled to sleep. And welcome to Dan Bain's Sleepy Time Mumbles, a podcast you can miss. I am Dan Bain, and every episode I improvise a low-stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. As I often like to do, let's begin this evening with a little bit of brief listener feedback. This listener feedback is from Apple Podcasts. An old favorite in terms of locations for listener feedback. Let's see what the feedback is. Come back. 5 golden stars. I've missed new mumbles. Now I continue recycling the old ones, and yes, I also let you mumble me to sleep during naps. Sleeptime mumbles is my favorite, and the standard by which I compare all other sleep-inducing podcasts. Need I say, no one compares. From DB1109. Ah, a catchy name. Thank you, DB1109. Same initials as me. Thank you for your feedback. As you can probably tell, I have come back. There are new episodes. But thank you for your permissiveness in allowing the show to not just send you to best sleep, aka most important sleep, aka big nighttime sleep, but also to join you at nappity nap time, aka snoozerama o'clock. A pleasure to be a part of that time for you as well. Friends, if you would like to help the show out, please feel free to join DB1109 and leaving a review wherever you find the show. It does help other people to find it. The show also costs real life, actual physical money to make. So thank you to those of you who have made a little donation at my Ko-fi site. I really appreciate it. You can leave a review, make a donation, or just tell a friend who maybe isn't getting the rest that they need. All of those things sound pretty great to me. But there's plenty of time to do that later. We're not going to do that now. They can wait. For now, put down your phone. Turn off your screens. Close your eyes. Now it's time to be mumbled to sleep. Welcome to Dan Bain's Sleepy Time Mumbles, a podcast you can miss. I am a Dan Bain, and each and every episode I improvise a low-stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. When you next find you have the chance, maybe tomorrow morning, I'd love it if you could rate or review the podcast, especially if you're on Apple Podcasts. It helps other people find the show. Or
Just tell someone about it. Say, "Hi, you don't know this about me, but I've become rather taken with listening to low-stakes nonsense to send me to sleep." And they'll look at you and say, "What? You as well? Surely you're not listening to..." And then simultaneously you will both say sleepy time mumbles at the same time. That's what simultaneously means. And then you'll reach for each other and never let each other go. Or you could follow the show at I Am Dan Bain on Facebook or Twitter, or Sleepy Time Mumbles on Instagram. But not now. For now, that can wait. Put down your phone. Turn off your screens. Close your eyes.
Sleepy Time Mumbles, a podcast you can miss. I am Dan Bain, and every episode I improvise a low-stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. Before we begin this evening's episode, let's take a moment to share a little bit of listener feedback. This listener feedback comes from Instagram, where you can follow the show at Sleepy Time Mumbles. This feedback comes from Professor P. Soup. He says, "I don't understand. I thought episode 14 was A Cruel Mistress. I fell asleep to one episode, woke up to that, and as far as a sleepy mumble, it was a complete failure because it was absolutely mesmerizing and brilliant." Thank you very much, Professor Soup. I believe the confusion that you mention here may be due to episode 14, season 1, being A Cruel Mistress. Episode 14, season 2 is maybe the PE teacher one. Not too sure off the top of my head. Thank you for your kind words. The professor continues, "Did you actually write that?" No, I did not. I don't write the episodes. I open my mouth and see what comes out. Although, to be honest, I always have a title before I begin. I spend some time thinking about what the subject will be. And then I just talk. "Did you actually write that? Good heavens, man, it's phenomenal. I couldn't sleep listening to it. I was in a thrall. I simply must know, is this some classic novel that I missed? Or is it just world-class writing and acting?" Well, that is a very generous assumption to make. It is neither of those things. It is a guy who spent too much time
making stuff up for a living. Just making up more stuff. Just more stuff. But thank you very much, Professor, for your clearly expert opinion as a professor there. Yeah, you can join the Professor Soup here by commenting or following us on Instagram, where we're Sleepy Time Mumbles, or you can follow on Facebook or Twitter at I Am Dan Bane. You can rate or review the show wherever you rate and review shows. But not now. They can wait. For now, put down your phone, turn off your screens, close your eyes. Now it's time to be mumbled. Welcome to Dan Bane's Sleepy Time Mumbles, your podcast you can miss. I am Dan Bane, and every episode I improvise a low-stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. If you're a fan of the show and you're based in New Zealand, specifically Otutahi Christchurch, this is a message for you. If you've enjoyed my low impact improvisations, you may also enjoy my high energy, deliberate comedy improvisations. And I encourage you to go post haste to your internet browser of choice and visit littleandromeda.co.nz. From there, navigate your way to the show Perfect Storm. Myself and two other highly skilled improvisers will be performing next on the 10th of June. Right now, the show is monthly, but we'd be keen to increase that frequency. And the best way for that to happen is to show high numbers of pre-sale tickets. I know it's a long way out, but if you want to come, do me a favor and buy a ticket now. If you are not in Christchurch, New Zealand, as the majority of you aren't, that message wasn't really for you. If you'd like to support the show, though, you can make a donation to help with our running costs at my Ko-fi site. Links in the show notes. But don't worry about that now. They can wait. For now, put down your phone, turn off your screens, and close your eyes. Now it's time. A podcast you can miss. I am Dan Bane, and every episode I improvise a low stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. Before we begin this evening's episode, let's take a moment to read some listener feedback. This listener feedback comes from Oldest Barb via Apple Podcasts, United States of America edition. Title of feedback. Five golden stars. Off to a good start. Let's continue. At first, I was not convinced that Dan could soothe the gerbils running wildly in my head. Those squeaky wheels. Then I was able to hear what Dan was saying over the gerbil wheels. Trouble was, I wanted to hear the end of the story. Then I overcame my anxiety and realized that I can set my phone to repeat endlessly, and sooner or later I'll hear everything. I confess, though, that I am a bit confused about how Old Bear and Old Dog connect with the picnic. Thanks, Oldest Barb, for your review. I respond to your review by also saying How Old Bear and Old Dog connect with the picnic. Wait, are they both stories from the Library of Inertia? I believe they're separate stories. I don't think they're meant to continue on. Unless, of course, all stories within the Library of Inertia exist in a Sleepy Time Mumbles shared universe, much like the Marvel or DC continuums. Maybe they are all linked. Maybe we just need to work out together the shared threads of story that tie them all together. I'm not sure what they are yet, but I'm sure if we all got into that liminal state that exists between sleeping and waking, the lucidity of dreams with the practicality of consciousness, maybe then we could find a way to link them all up. I'm not sure. Thanks, though, Oldest Barb, for taking the time to share your thoughts on the podcast and how overcame your skepticism. Skepticism. If you'd like to join Oldest Barb in sharing your theories on the cohesiveness of the imagined world conjured up, I'd love to hear from you. It's great if you can do that via Apple Podcasts, because it really helps other people find the show. Or you could follow the show on Facebook at I Am Dan Bain, or on Instagram, where we are Sleepy Time Mumbles. But not now. They can wait. For now, put down your phone, turn off your screens. Good evening, and welcome to Dan Bain's Sleepy Time Mumbles, a podcast you can miss. I am Dan Bain, and every episode I improvise a low-stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. Before we begin this evening's episode, let's take a brief moment to see what has come through in terms of listener feedback. Here is a review from Apple Podcasts. This is the Apple Podcasts that is geo-locked to the United States of America. How did I get hold of it when not in the United States of America? My ways are many and mysterious. Nonetheless, I have it. Let's see what it has to say. This review is from ...... I'm not sure how to pronounce that. It's a lot of full stops or periods followed by the letter P. Is it perhaps a graphical representation of something? I don't think so. I'll just refer to this person as Little P. Thanks for the Radiohead episodes. Oh. Sounds like this might be a good review. Let's continue. I would love if you could read a technical manual, like maybe for some outdated technology. Well, that's an interesting proposition. I suppose I would have to find a outdated technical manual to read, but that does sound quite sleep-inducing. I suppose the question is, does it fit within the remit that I've set myself for the show? As a general rule, The stories are improvised, off the top of the dome, an exercise in speaking boringly. However, I did read the Little Andromeda season brochure in its entirety, which took an hour. And was quite hard going. It's a possibility, though. I'll keep my eye out for technical manuals of old technology. The review continues. Radiohead is my favourite band. Can't wait to hear your rendition of A Moon-Shaped Pool. 5 golden stars. Well, thank you very much, Little P. Radiohead is definitely one of my favourite bands as well. If I continue on my pattern of trying to remember one album off by heart, having not listened to it for quite a while per season, I've got quite a few seasons to go before I reach A Moon-Shaped Pool. Like, heaps. How many would there be? Oh, okay. This is a mini episode. Can I remember all of Radiohead's studio albums without looking them up? Right, so obviously then I would do Kid A. That would be season 3. Season 4, Amnesiac. Season 5. Hail to the Thief. Oh, I almost missed that. Season 6. In Rainbows. Season 7. The King of Limbs. Season 8. A Moon-Shaped Pool. I think I've got every. I think that's everything. I'm not including little EPs or side projects. That's a lot of episodes before we get to A Moon-Shaped Pool. I also feel like I don't quite have the same. I think after Hail to the Thief, I don't quite have the same aggressive obsessivenesses about them. I guess maybe that's better. Is it better for it to be harder? Perhaps it is. Anyway, that was a mini episode. Can I remember? I'm not even sure if I did. Anyway. Great review, Little P. That really provoked some discussion. Do you have cool suggestions for episodes? Why not just put them in? A 5 golden star review on Apple Podcasts. It helps the algorithm help other people find the show. But of course, the best thing you can do is just tell someone with your physical mouth. But not now. Down your phone. Turn off your screens.
and close your
close
eyes.
Your eyes.
Now
it's time
to be mumbled.
To sleep.
That was a special omnibus episode of Sleepy Time Mumbles. Sleepy Time Mumbles is produced by Noosed Octopus and invented and presented by me, Dan Bain, to engage deeper with the show, the world of the show, or to find out about my other unusual creations. There are many links in the show notes. Until next time, good night. Sleep tight.